Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get straight to the insights you need to be really well informed. And today, we're diving into something. Well, it's both exhilarating and frankly, maybe a little terrifying. I'm talking about the huge rise of generative AI. You know, things like ChatGPT. It's become almost instantly indispensable for so many tasks. Coding, brainstorming. It promises incredible efficiency, innovation. We've seen it adopted everywhere across industries, even big organizations.
It really is quite remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Since its public launch, what, late 2022, the explosion of generative AI has just been, well,
Yeah.
unprecedented. What stands out is how fast it went from being this like futuristic idea to a tool lots of professionals are actually trying out every day.
Absolutely. And that efficiency, it's undeniably tempting. But our deep dive today has a really specific mission. We want to unpack the profound security risks, the ones that pop up when organizations use these external AI models, you know, OpenAI's ChatGPT, whether it's in your browser or via an API, especially when handling confidential material, and particularly in the context of critical national infrastructure. Think about organizations like Denmark's transmission system operator, Energinet. So this deep dive is really your shortcut to understanding that tricky balance. How do you grab that cutting-edge AI for efficiency while also rigorously safeguarding national security, making sure you're compliant, maintaining public trust? We're basically pulling the most vital bits of knowledge from sources discussing this really complex, really crucial challenge.
Okay, so when we look at that rapid adoption, what do you think were the biggest drivers? Why do these tools get so popular so fast, even for, vital players like a TSO?
That's a great question. And I think the upside is, well, pretty clear. We're talking huge efficiency gains for tasks that used to just eat up time, summarizing massive documents, drafting complex emails, finding subtle patterns in just enormous data sets.
Right, and time saving.
Exactly. And for engineers, it's like having an assistant right there for coding, debugging, sparking creative solutions. These aren't just abstract benefits, they're very real. So it's easy to see why an organization like Energinet, always pushing for operational excellence, would be drawn in.
That efficiency is compelling, definitely. But it feels like there's a really significant flip side here. This power seems directly balanced by a core problem: the major security risks of using these externally hosted AI models. When an organization doesn't control the underlying infrastructure, like with OpenAI's ChatGPT, while guaranteeing confidentiality, integrity, that becomes incredibly hard. And for critical infrastructure, those two things, confidentiality and integrity, they're absolutely non-negotiable. Any unintended sharing, any leak of information, it can have huge consequences, not just for security or legal compliance, but for public trust itself.
Okay, given that core problem, let's drill down a bit. When data leaves your network and hits an external AI, what are the specific ways confidentiality gets compromised? Where does that secure line start to blur?
Well, the main concern, I'd say, is data leakage to third parties. Just by typing or pasting confidential info into ChatGPT or its API, that data immediately leaves the company's network. It goes to external servers, often outside the
Oh,
country.
at that point.
At that point, the company essentially loses control over its own data, period.
And crucially, it's not just about the data sitting passively somewhere. The providers themselves, they often use user prompts, metadata, the responses
Yeah.
for other stuff, right?
Right, including model training.
Exactly. And even if you opt out of that training use, which OpenAI lets you do, the data is still stored for a period.
Up to 30 days, they say, for misuse prevention. So the bottom line is, even with an opt-out, you still fundamentally lack control.
Okay, so that lack of control leads to what?
Well, there's the hallucination nightmare scenario. It's a chilling thought. This is where confidential Energinet data, once it's been ingested by the model, could accidentally become part of its knowledge base, and then it might hallucinate its way into responses for other users asking similar questions.
Wow, so data could leak without any traditional hack?
Precisely. Just because the AI model reuses bits of its training data, experts have explicitly warned about this really unusual way data can get out.
Speaking of ways data gets out, what about actual incidents? We saw a pretty big security incident with ChatGPT back in March 2023, didn't we? What happened there, and what did it tell us about these external AI risks?
We did indeed. There was a bug, something in Redis, that caused a data breach. Some ChatGPT users could actually see the titles and the first lines of other users' chat histories.
Sure.
Yeah. And on top of that, personal payment data for about 1.2% of ChatGPT Plus customers was exposed too. It just showed that even the big players aren't immune to vulnerabilities. And what's maybe even more worrying is the growing market for stolen accounts. Over 100,000 storing ChatGPT user accounts have apparently been traded online already, usually nicked via malware.
So if an Energinet employee's account got compromised,
an attacker could potentially read all their confidential chats. Plus, Europol has warned that generative AI itself can be used by bad actors to create super convincing phishing emails, social engineering attacks, which just ramps up the internal risk for any company.
Okay, so on top of direct leaks and compromised accounts, we're also dealing with just the basic issue of uncontrolled data storage and transmission. OpenAI is a U.S. company, right? That immediately brings up questions about where the data is stored and how it fits with EU law. GDPR Chapter 5, specifically about transfers to third countries.
Right. Even with encrypted transmission, like TLS, which OpenAI uses, the confidential info still stays stored with the provider for some time. Like we said, minimum 30 days, even if you opt out of training use. But the really critical point is, Energinet loses control over how long that data is ultimately stored, who at the provider can actually access it, and how things like backup and deletion are really handled. You just don't know for sure.
And the threats aren't just about direct leaks from the provider. AI can actually amplify existing internal threats too, can it? I'm thinking about insider threats, like a malicious employee could potentially use ChatGPT to sneak data out gradually by asking specific questions to get summaries or code snippets with confidential stuff.
That's a really critical point, and it brings up a tough question. If these large language models can sometimes spit out training data verbatim, including sensitive or copyrighted stuff, how do you stop that with critical infrastructure data?
Yeah.
And then there are supply chain attacks. If Energinet integrates ChatGPT via an API, what if the provider's model gets compromised? It could potentially inject manipulated or malicious responses right back into Energinet's own systems.
That sounds advanced.
It is, but it's exactly the kind of supplier risk that NIS2 highlights.
So the real wake-up call here is realizing that with AI, data leakage isn't just about a breach like we normally think of it. It's about this fundamental shift in control, where even clicking opt-out doesn't truly guarantee your data won't become part of some external entity's permanent knowledge. It really hammers home that message. Think before you prompt.
Absolutely. And this flows right into the crucial legal landscape. GDPR, NIS2, all of that. Where do organizations actually stand legally when they use these tools?
Exactly. Let's start with GDPR. If any personal data, employee info, customer data, consumer details gets into those prompts, GDPR kicks in immediately, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And what's striking is how quickly regulators jumped on this. Remember the Italian Data Protection Authority, Garante? They investigated ChatGPT back in 2023. Their conclusion was that OpenAI processed personal data without a sufficient lawful basis or transparency. And they used user data for training without clear consent.
Right, I remember that.
It led to that temporary ban in Italy, and eventually a $15 million boost fine in December 2024 for the GDPR violations. This directly impacts how Energinet would have to handle any personal data with ChatGPT. Energinet's the data controller. OpenAI's the processor.
Okay, and that controller-processor thing requires a formal data processing agreement, right? And compliance with GDPR's Chapter V for transfers to third countries like the U.S., even with that new EU-US data privacy framework, there are still lingering legal questions about U.S. authority access, aren't there?
There are. And for public employees, and by extension, critical infrastructure like Energinet, the guidance is pretty clear. Confidential information must not be put into public generative AI tools without doing a proper risk assessment fault and getting solid guarantees.
What about data subject rights under GDPR, like accessing or erasing your data?
That's another huge hurdle. Those rights, access, rectification, erasure, they become practically impossible to fulfill if personal data gets embedded deep within a large language model's knowledge. I mean, how do you truly untrain a model to remove specific bits of individual data? It's incredibly difficult, maybe impossible.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then there's data minimization. Sending large chunks of raw data to an external AI just flies in the face of GDPR's principle of only processing necessary data. Energinet would need to seriously look at whether anonymization or pseudonymization is truly feasible and effective.
Is there any way around this?
Well, it's worth noting that ChatGPT Enterprise, which came out in 2023, does claim better GDPR compliance. Like, they say they don't train on customer data and they have SOC2 certification. That might ease some concerns, but it's still a major compliance challenge.
Okay, so beyond the personal data focus of GDPR, how do these AI risks fit with broader cybersecurity rules, especially for critical infrastructure under NIS2?
That's a critical link. Energinet is classified as an operator of essential service in the energy sector. That puts it squarely under the NIS2 directive. That directive came into force Jan 2023, and Danish implementation is due by October 2024.
And NIS2 demands?
It mandates appropriate cybersecurity measures, robust risk management, and specifically calls out supplier and service risks. Using an external AI like ChatGPT, that's textbook supplier risk, NIS2 also brings in significant management accountability. We're talking potential sanctions up to $10 million or 2% of global turnover if security isn't up to scratch.
Yeah.
So EnergyNet's leadership must ensure AI use doesn't compromise confidentiality or integrity.
And incidents.
Any significant incidents, say a data breach via ChatGPT that disrupts operations, have to be reported to authorities like the Center for Cybersecurity, the CFCS. And really, existing Danish regulations for critical infrastructure already push for strict controls. The digitalized Ringstarlsen explicitly advises against using confidential info in public generative AI tools.
Beyond GDPR and NIS2, are there other legal angles or maybe public expectation things for an entity like EnergyNet?
Yeah, a couple of things. As a state-owned company, EnergyNet faces public expectations for data security that are probably similar to the public sector itself. The Danish Defense Ministry, for instance, takes a very, very restrictive stance on public AI use.
Makes sense.
Then there's the whole issue of trade secrets and intellectual property. If you upload business secrets, network designs, financial data, even copyrighted internal manuals to an external AI, you risk losing legal protection or violating licenses. OpenAI's terms usually allow them to use inputs and outputs for service delivery and improvement, which creates a really gray area around confidentiality that could definitely be challenged legally.
Wow. Okay, so it's clear that just using AI, even if the goal is just efficiency, means organizations like EnergyNet are walking through this complex legal minefield. Intent seems to matter less than the actual act of data transfer. This leads us perfectly into looking at some real-world compromise scenarios, because this isn't just theoretical stuff, right?
No, it really happens. Let's try and make these abstract risks feel very real with some scenarios. Some have actually happened. Others are just highly plausible.
Okay, scenario one. Imagine an EnergyNet employee, maybe they're rushing to fix something, copies confidential power grid configuration details, maybe vulnerabilities, emergency procedures into ChatGPT to get help optimizing it. What's the immediate result of that seemingly innocent action?
The moment they hit enter, that confidential information is uploaded straight to OpenAI servers. Could just sit there stored. Or worse, bits of it could get hallucinated into responses for other users asking about power grid stuff. The data is compromised the second it leaves EnergyNet's control. No going back.
Oof. Okay, scenario two. A leak of sensitive personal data, direct GDPR breach territory. Maybe an HR employee pastes sensitive employee health data stress levels, sick leave reasons from internal reports into ChatGPT to help draft an evaluation. What happens then?
That's pretty clearly an illegal transfer of personal data to OpenAI, almost certainly a GDPR breach. It would have to be reported to the Danish Data Protection Agency. There could be fines, serious reputational damage. Mm-hmm. Think about the impact of Italy's temporary ban on ChatGPT. It's that kind of fallout.
Okay, scenario three. A security flaw pops up at the AI provider itself. Even if EnergyNet has a strict policy against putting critical info into ChatGPT, maybe an employee seeking tech support shares system logs or IP addresses. Benign intent. Then OpenAI has a software bug or gets hacked like that March 2023 Redis bug. What's the fallout for EnergyNet then?
Suddenly, EnergyNet's confidential system logs, maybe IP addresses, could become visible to other ChatGPT users. That gives potential attackers incredibly valuable intel about EnergyNet's network architecture. Even if it's fixed quickly, the exposure happened. The damage might already be done.
That's a terrifying thought, and it really highlights the difference between malicious intent and just negligence. Scenario four, the Samsung case you mentioned, that really illustrates this, doesn't it?
It really does. Samsung employees, just doing their jobs, pasted confidential source code and internal meeting notes into OpenAI.
And Samsung's reaction was?
Immediate ban on generative AI use.
Yeah.
And they started developing their own internal AI solution. So the parallel for EnergyNet, imagine an IT engineer trying to optimize a SCADA system, pastes a configuration file, maybe with passwords or architecture details, into ChatGPT for suggestions. That info is instantly compromised, potentially accessible to OpenAI staff, maybe even foreign intelligence. And often, like you said, it's negligence, not malice. But the result is the same, severe risk.
Okay, and final one, scenario five. A compromised API key or account gets exploited to retrieve data. Let's say EnergyNet integrates ChatGPT via an API for some internal app. Then an advanced hacking group steals that API key, maybe through a really convincing phishing email targeted at an employee. What's the risk there?
Well, the attackers could then query ChatGPT as if they were EnergyNet. They could try to extract past prompts or data logged by the API, or even launch prompt injection attacks to manipulate the AI's responses within Energinet's own systems. And we know this isn't far-fetched. Hundreds of thousands of OpenAI logins have been found floating around on the dark web. It confirms this is a very real attack vector.
So yeah, these scenarios, some based on real events, they really hammer home that data compromise can happen so many ways. Human error, tech flaws, targeted attacks. Once that data goes to ChatGPT, it is definitively out of Energinet's control. It just reinforces that urgent message, think before you prompt.
Indeed. And these risks, they bring us to a really crucial fork in the road for organizations like Energinet. Public cloud AI versus going for an on-premise solution. Where do you draw that line?
Let's start with the public stuff. Publicly available AI, like using ChatGPT through a browser or a standard API, the pros seem obvious. It's state-of-the-art, constantly updated, no local setup needed, easy access, draws on that huge internet knowledge base. Scalability is massive. But what are the downsides, especially for critical infrastructure, the ones people might overlook?
The cons are huge, arguably more significant for this kind of organization. As we've been discussing, you've got major data control issues. The provider has data rights based on their terms of service, and those terms rarely favor the customer when it comes to sensitive data.
Right. You're locked into their terms.
Exactly. You're totally reliant on their security practices. Confidentiality just cannot be guaranteed. You basically have to assume potential sharing or leakage could happen. These public services are also subject to general policies. Think things like U.S. FISA requests government access. Energinet would have zero insider recourse there. Plus, standard cloud services, especially the free ones, rarely meet all the regulatory needs, like ISO 27001 certification, or guarantees about data staying only within the EU. You usually need special enterprise deals for that. The Danish digitalizing Styrelsen explicitly warns that free public AI tools often don't provide enough protection for confidential data. And we've seen lots of banks, Jysk Bank, Nordea, restrict or outright ban public AI use for this reason.
So the compliance burden.
It's substantial for GDPR and NIS too, because Energinet ultimately retains responsibility if something goes wrong with the data, even if it's on OpenAI servers.
Okay, so the alternative then is on-premise AI running models on Energinet's own servers. That sounds much more secure. What are the key advantages there?
The absolute number one advantage is full data control and ownership. Simple as that. All the prompts, all the responses, they stay within Energinet's own network. That drastically cuts down the risk of third-party leakage.
Makes sense.
It also makes it much easier to comply with laws. No third-country data transfers to worry about. Energinet can implement its own custom security measures, its own audit trails. You also get the ability to fine-tune models using your own internal data without ever sharing that sensitive data externally.
Right, keeping proprietary data in-house.
Yeah, exactly. And the vendor isn't exploiting your data for their own purposes. It's precisely why Samsung, after their leaks, went down the route of building their own internal AI system.
That sounds like the ideal solution from a security perspective, but I'm guessing it's not quite that simple. What are the practical downsides or challenges of going fully on-premise?
Oh, it definitely has its challenges. It requires significant resources, for starters. You need specialized hardware, things like GPUs, which aren't cheap. And you need the in-house expertise to operate, maintain, and update these systems and models.
So skills and cost.
Skills and cost, yeah. Plus, the most advanced, cutting-edge models like the full-power GPT-4 often aren't actually available for self-hosting. You might have to work with less powerful open-source alternatives. And while it gets rid of most third-party risks, it doesn't eliminate human error or insider misuse. Though at least if something happens, the data stays within your walls.
Mm-hmm.
Scaling can also be a hurdle if you suddenly have lots of employees wanting to use it heavily.
Okay, so it sounds like a classic trade-off. Control versus convenience, maybe control versus cost and cutting-edge features. Are there any middle ground options emerging? Hybrid solutions?
Yes, definitely. We are seeing solutions like Microsoft's Azure OpenAI service pop up. These allow models like GPT to run within Energinet's own dedicated cloud environment, their Azure tenant, and they come with strong contractual guarantees like data staying within the EU, and importantly, OpenAI explicitly not using customer data for training their public models.
So that blends some control with cloud convenience.
Exactly. It blends a significant degree of control and security assurance with the scalability and managed service benefits of the cloud.
So for Energinet, being such a security-critical organization,
What's
the likely verdict here? Where should they probably land?
Well, for anything involving confidential material, an on-premise solution, or at the very least an enterprise or private cloud version of AI, seems strongly preferred. almost necessary, really. A split approach is probably the most practical way forward.
Meaning,
use public AI tools for genuinely harmless stuff, analyzing public data, drafting generic text, brainstorming non-sensitive ideas. But any sensitive work, that needs to be strictly confined to controlled internal platforms where the data never leaves EnergyNet's secure perimeter.
That sounds very much like that cautiously forward-looking approach we touched on earlier. Okay, so if we accept that AI will be used in some form, how do you actually build a fortress around this new tech? What are the practical safeguards, technical and organizational, that EnergyNet needs to put in place?
Right, the practicalities. First and foremost, you need crystal clear internal policies and guidelines. Absolutely essential. An AI usage policy has to explicitly state confidential, secret, or personal data should never be shared with external public AI tools. Full stop.
Needs to be unambiguous.
Totally. And this needs formal approval procedures, maybe similar to how banks approve new financial technologies. And leadership's role here is huge. Communicating why this policy exists, its direct link to protecting critical infrastructure and public safety. That's paramount.
And we've seen again and again in this chat that the human element is often the weak spot. So education and awareness must be key too.
Absolutely critical. You have to mandate awareness training on AI risks. Use real-world examples, like that Samsung case, to make the dangers concrete and relatable. Remind employees constantly about their duty of confidentiality and stress that it applies, even when they're talking to what seems like just an online chat robot.
Yeah, it's easy to forget. It's not just a harmless tool.
Exactly. Provide clear do's and don'ts lists. Simple things like never input, personally identifiable information, PII, never passwords, never network diagrams.
Okay, from a process perspective, how do you weave AI use into existing risk management?
You need to formally integrate it. Require a proper risk assessment for any project planning to use AI with potentially sensitive data, no exceptions. And implementing a robust data classification policy is vital. Clearly defining categories like public, internal, confidential, strictly confidential gives employees clear guardrails on what can never be shared externally.
What about technical controls? Can you filter traffic or use data loss prevention, DLP?
Yes, definitely. EnergyNet could use firewalls or web proxies to strictly block access to public AI domains for specific users or networks, especially those handling highly sensitive operational data. DLP systems can also be configured to scan outbound traffic for sensitive patterns, and think CPR numbers, keywords related to grid security, etc. And these systems can then either warn the user or, better yet, automatically block the transmission before it leaves the network.
And what if an organization still sees value in using external AI for certain tasks but needs to protect the raw data? Are there tools or techniques for that?
Yes. Pseudonymization and anonymization are powerful techniques if done properly. You can try to de-identify data before it's fed to the AI, replacing real identifiers with fake ones. There are also emerging tools like walled AI was mentioned as an example that act as a kind of secure middleware.
How does that work?
They automatically redact or mask sensitive info in the prompt before it even reaches the external AI model. So you might get some functionality without exposing the raw sensitive data. And as we discussed, consciously choosing secure AI variants is key. Using something like ChatGPT Enterprise offers stronger guarantees, no training on customer data, better data retention controls, and always ensure a comprehensive data processing addendum, DPA, is in place, making the provider contractually liable for data protection.
Makes sense. Beyond data in transit, what about securing data when it's stored and controlling who can access it, even internally?
Good point. Technical security also means robust encryption and strict access control. All communication with any AI service, internal or external, should be encrypted using HTTPS TLS. That's standard practice. For any internal AI systems, all stored data must be encrypted at rest. And critically, implement internal differentiated access controls. Maybe set up a sandbox environment for experimenting with public data, but have strictly monitored role-based access for sensitive data, available only to specifically authorized analysts.
And finally, it seems like you can never just set this up and walk away. Constant monitoring and being prepared for incidents feels vital here.
Absolutely vital. You have to integrate AI usage into your existing security, monitoring your SIEM, your SOC, log AI service calls, look for anomalies, huge data uploads at weird times, unusual query patterns, that sort of thing. And you must have a clear, practiced incident response plan specifically for AI-related breaches. Who do you contact immediately? CFCS, DedelSynet. How do you contain and mitigate the damage fast? This all needs strong organizational anchoring. It can't just be an IT issue.
Needs buy-in from the top.
Exactly. Establish a dedicated AI governance group, CSO, CSO, data protection officer, relevant business leads. And management has to commit to continuously reviewing these guidelines as the technology races ahead. Fostering a culture where security and innovation are seen as partners, not enemies, is key.
Okay, so we've journeyed through the incredible power and the pretty significant peril of AI, the tricky legal landscape, those quite scary real-world scenarios, and now the technical and organizational shields you can put up. This brings us right back to that central theme, the ongoing balancing act between innovation and security. We've acknowledged the clear benefits of AI automation, pattern finding, idea generation, knowledge help. It really feels like totally rejecting AI could leave Energinet strategically behind, right?
That's absolutely the challenge, but, and it's a big but, for critical infrastructure, security has to come first.
Yeah.
Always. A serious breach isn't just a corporate problem. It could have profound societal consequences, power outages, danger to life, economic disruption, plus severe legal and reputational damage. That baseline security is simply non-negotiable.
But the dilemma of just saying no outright prohibition is tricky too, isn't it? A total ban often just pushes usage underground. It creates shadow IT, where employees find ways to use tools like ChatGPT informally anyway, which actually undermines security even more because it's happening completely outside of any official oversight or controls. So a simple no isn't necessarily the safest answer either.
That's a really critical insight. It often comes down to the organization's specific risk appetite. For Energinet, that appetite is naturally going to be extremely low for core grid operations, but it might be slightly higher for less critical functions, maybe admin tasks, internal communications planning, things like that.
So a tailored approach.
Exactly. This suggests a differentiated approach. You almost think of it in zones. A red zone for strictly confidential, operationally critical data. Here, absolutely no external AI, only fully controlled, maybe on-premise AI, under the tightest possible controls. Then a yellow zone for stuff that's important, but maybe not system critical. Here, you might allow limited supervised AI use, but only with strict anonymization or using those secure middleware tools. Think drafting HR policies using generic examples, not real personnel data. And finally, a green zone for genuinely public or insensitive data. Here, employees could have more freedom to experiment with public tools like ChatGPT for open source research or summarizing public reports.
And technology itself can actually help enable this balance, right? It's not just the source of the risk. Things like those enterprise AI solutions or on-premise models, they can bridge the gap. And we're seeing newer tech emerge too, like plugins and connectors. You mentioned Microsoft and OpenAI having ways to connect ChatGPT to internal databases without actually sending the raw data to the external model. That sounds promising.
It does. It allows you to leverage the AI's capabilities on your data, but without the massive security compromise of shipping that data out. That kind of tech could be a game changer for secure AI adoption.
So ultimately, it sounds like it's less about finding a single perfect solution and more about culture and continuous vigilance.
I think that's exactly right. It's about fostering a culture where security and innovation aren't seen as opposing forces, but as complementary goals. It's an ongoing process. You need to involve employees in shaping the policies so the rules feel like helpful guides, not just stifling restrictions. You have to regularly reevaluate how AI is being used, learn from successes, but also from near misses or mistakes, and staying absolutely current on the fast evolving AI technology and the changing regulations like the upcoming EU AI Act is just crucial, nonstop learning.
It really comes back to that cautiously forward-looking mantra, doesn't it? Energinet needs to avoid blindly jumping onto the AI bandwagon without thinking, but also avoid being paralyzed by fear and missing out on genuine benefits. Controlled experiments, strong governance, continuous learning. That seems like the path forward.
So just to recap our deep dive today, we've really explored that core tension. The massive potential of AI set against the severe risks it poses, especially for critical infrastructure like Energinet. We've mapped out the evolving threat landscape, dug into the tough legal requirements from GDPR and NIS2, walked through concrete scenarios of how things can go wrong, some based on real events, compare the choices between public cloud AI versus more controlled on-premise or private models, and outlined a pretty robust set of technical and organizational safeguards.
Yeah, and our discussion really highlighted the delicate balance needed between driving innovation and upholding non-negotiable security, particularly in a sector as vital as energy. We've seen that just jumping into AI without safeguards is irresponsible, definitely, but completely rejecting it might leave organizations strategically vulnerable in this fast-changing digital world.
So the final thought, perhaps, for you, our listener. Managing AI isn't just a tech challenge anymore. It's clearly a profound strategic and ethical one, too. In this world that's evolving so quickly, how can any organization, maybe even yours, strike that right balance? How do you harness the undeniable benefits of new technology while fiercely protecting your most sensitive information, maintaining trust, and doing all that without completely suffocating innovation? It really is all about being cautiously forward-looking.
Absolutely. And this deep dive drew on insights from official sources like the Danish Digitalisering Styrelsen, key EU directives like GDPR and NIS2, and learning from real-world incidents at companies like Samsung. We really hope this exploration helps you navigate this incredibly complex and, frankly, fascinating landscape.